Hey Gemini, guess what twins? It's your fall 2019 tarot reading. I'm just going to go over some of the energies that's coming through for you for September, October, November 2019. Enjoy! All right, Gemini, get ready for it. Let me adjust this. My microphone stand, which is a pile of books. For the other readings, I have been doing like these massive spreads. For Virgo, I did work and love. For Libra, I did a general spread and just try to glean some energies from that for whatever, like, you know, if I felt like there was a love story or something. For this reading, I think I'm going to do the standard one where I pull it as I go. That's what she said. No, I'm going to pull it as I go. To just, I don't know what it's the cross, you know, the standard cross reading. So I'm going to do that for you guys. I think I might help keep the energy active. Some of the shit that tarot readers say, I swear, it'll keep the energy active. Hold on, I'm going to do it this way because I feel like I'm too far from the microphone. Is that better? Okay. Now you can hear the stylings. The vocal stylings. All right, Gemini. I shuffled. This is going to be for fall 2019. So beginning now, September, October, November. Just going to see what's coming through for you. Remember, it's not like a weekly thing. So there's nothing really specific I can tell you. I'm just pulling some energies generally for fall. Should be good. Trying to think what some of the Gemini features are their arms, their hands, mostly arms. What is the energy coming through for Gemini for fall 2019, September, October, November? Just some energies. Please tell me the story, what we can focus on. And then I'll, of course, pull clarifiers when we get to a specific tale. You've got the Six of Wands in reverse. Some of you Geminis could be feeling as if you're not being recognized or celebrated in a way that maybe you were once celebrated or recognized in, or maybe you're not getting, just the recognition and attention you feel you deserved. It feels like it's a empty victory for some of you guys. That's the general energy in the fall, or as we kick off the fall, okay? So it's not necessarily the entirety of the fall, but this is a feeling of being so close, but no cigar in terms of wins. Okay, let's start there. And then we're going to start pulling cards. So what's crossing you? Seven of Swords. Now, a lot of people think that the Seven of Swords, they're not wrong, but there's an energy of, there's deceit. It's less about deceit and it's more about strategy. So you or someone is being very strategic and methodical in terms of hiding something. You've got the Two of Swords behind this person. And then you've got, you know, the other five swords that this person is walking away with. Now there's a sneaky energy about this. Someone is being hyper manipulative or hyper strategic. Now, manipulative has a negative connotation. Strategic doesn't. So depending on what you're doing, that's kind of where you are right now. So either you're keeping something from someone, basically not all the cards are on the table for whatever reason. And that could be as a result of you not feeling recognized or feeling completely sure of a situation, of a win with the Six of Wands in reverse. So it's crossing you is a feeling of strategy, is a feeling of possible manipulation, a little bit of deceit, trying to maneuver like a cat on a, you know, hot tin roof, a cat in an alleyway, just very agile, very careful. You want to be two steps ahead of somebody in your vicinity. Whatever that means in your life. So it could be love life. It could be work life. It could be anything. Keep in mind that all these swords mean that you're up in your head entirely too much, Gemini. So as a Gemini is actually prone to do, you might be overthinking something a little too much. Well, more than usual. Six of Wands energy in reverse, Seven of Swords. Okay, why is this? What's the base of this? Why is this energy here? Get the Knight of Pentacles. So there is potential of something, or there was potential of something. Here's the fucking thing. Here we are. I'm starting to get the story now, Gemini. So here I go. I'm going to start yelling at you. The problem is that Geminis are masters of communication. I believe Mercury is your jam, whatever that case is. I think that because you are so good at communication on the spot, there is a sense of instant gratification that you guys look for. You're not getting it fast enough. You get the Knight of Pentacles. So there is potential for long-term growth in whatever situation, work, romance, long-term longevity. There's potential for that, or there was potential for that, because you may have gotten antsy because of not having that instant gratification. There was a sense that you were not being recognized the way that you believe you should be with the Six of Wands in reverse. So the Seven of Swords is showing that you or someone around you is experiencing a feeling of needing to be strategic or manipulative. Now, because of that, that's because of the impatience with this Knight of Pentacles energy. Knight of Pentacles is still upright. So the good thing is that that energy is still there. The potential is still there. Okay. So just keep that in mind. It's still on its way. The Six of Wands upright. The potential for greatness, the potential for longevity, that's still there. But let's keep going. So in the recent past, somebody moved on. So maybe a way of thinking has ended for you. Your thought process has ended. You've decided against something. So either you or someone in your vicinity has moved on. So maybe you were thinking one thing and you decided, I don't think that anymore. I changed my mind. Maybe somebody moved on from you in the recent past, or it was time to move on. So somebody had to make a move. And it's like, or you're about to make a move, but definitely it's very recent past. So in the very recent past, you've made a decision to move on from something, and that's okay. It weighs on you heavily in your mental state, and that could be causing a lot of chaos, and that could be causing that could be the reason why there's so much either manipulation or strategy, because you knew that you had to move on from something or someone. And so there's an element of deception there. We're going to go back to the Knight of Pentacles upright, because that's a really positive card. So in the near future, a possible outcome. Wheel of Fortune. So it's the Wheel of Fortune in reverse. So basically what I'm seeing is that you think that all this strategizing is going to help you, and moving on mentally with the Six of Swords there, that's going to help you. But I feel like you still have a little bit of a brick wall you're going to hit, possibly. Excuse me, I fully just burped into the microphone like a freak. Like I was by myself. That is so foul of me. I'm sorry. The Wheel of Fortune in reverse is above the Six of Wands in reverse. So I do feel that there is a level of impatience and not getting the success that you immediately hope for. You've got the Knight of Pentacles, and that's absolutely letting me know that the potential is still there. Do not worry. The potential is still there for something really great with longevity to happen. However, I think what's crossing you, the Seven of Swords, you have to let go of this manipulative energy that you or this other person has. So if you're doing something underhandedly to anyone, it's going to bite you in the ass. Forget about that. It's not going to bite you in the ass. it is delaying. It is actually delaying your success in romance, in work, in relationships, in anything. You have to let that go. I think you're trying to, though, with the Six of Swords. I think you're actually trying to let something go. You're trying to move on from an old way of thinking, an old way of being. And it's scary. You know, the Six of Swords, when you look at the card, it's a scary thing. It doesn't look like they're moving on to something fantastic. You're moving on to the unknown, essentially. Something brand new that you've never done before. Okay, let's keep going. I'm going to pull a card for in the near future. The near future, you've got, see, like, okay. There is a lack of progress. There is a lack of progress. Three of Wands in reverse. You want to move ahead. Your mind is fucking you up, Gemini. You have a potential with the Knight of Pentacles. You have a potential with the Six of Wands, with the Wheel of Fortune, and the Three of Wands. That's all progress. Recognition, progress, success, longevity, but they're all in reverse. And that has a lot to do with the fact that you're trying to play mind games with someone and it's not working in your favor. And again, the Seven of Swords is not always negative. It could just mean over-strategizing and overthinking something and trying to plan five steps ahead when you haven't even planned, you know, in your first step. So it's it has to do with a lot of that. And so because of that, your mind is tripping you up. But we know you want to move on from that sort of manipulative, overthinking, over-strategizing way of being. You're trying to move on from that. And until you do that, you're feeling there are like a stagnant energy, the Three of Wands in reverse. That means like you were just about to make fucking progress. Boom. Something happened and you started thinking your thoughts and going crazy and just like being all up in your head, Gemini. And now the progress is halted. So there's that energy there. This is such a broad general feeling that you can apply this to your love life or work life, truly. So if you met someone recently, it's almost perfect. It's almost, you know, like this fantastic progress and wow, things are finally changing. And just when you're feeling like you can let your guard down and possibly open up a little bit more with this Knight of Pentacles energy, you know, Knight of Pentacles does not have to be an earth sign. That's what everyone says is earth sign. It's anyone who's is proving to have potential, to have real longevity, real actual value potential. Okay. Yeah, you think everything's perfect. But you're stopping yourself. You're sabotaging yourself. Understand me? You're sabotaging yourself. That's what I feel, Gemini. All right, I'm going to pull a couple more cards here. Who is this Knight of Pentacles? You've got the potential with this Knight of Pentacles energy. So there is someone or something, there's an opportunity or a person who is offering you a potential of a brand new start. You're afraid. You're proceeding with caution. You also feel as if you have way too much on your plate to take something like this on. And so you're refusing to release some of the energy that's holding you back. And because of that, you might lose out. Whatever this means to you, Gemini, you might lose out on someone or something because you're refusing to let go of these burdens that you have acquired, that you feel like you need to hold on to. You're refusing to let go. And so because of that, this opportunity for a clean slate, a new beginning with this potential could be missed. Five of Pentacles, you could be left out in the cold. This person could suddenly just say, I'm over it. That's something. So just think of that. Okay. So what's going on? What's your advice to round out the fall season? Four of Pentacles. Yeah. Your guard is up now. Now your guard is up. Now you're feeling like you need to count all your pennies and you've got like a sort of a fear mentality where you need to guard yourself and not spend any money and be very protective of yourself. Yeah, Gemini, it seems like you need you have to go back to something. Something from your past that once made you happy, you have to return to it. So think of that for a little bit. There is a return, or someone could be coming back from your past and this person doesn't even make you happy. That's the fucking thing. Get the Five of Cups and the Eight of Cups reverse. So there's someone from your past. It's a cycle. It's coming back. You need to have your guard up when they return, or you're going to return to them. Somebody's going to have their guard up. This person doesn't even make you happy. The breakup or the ending of it didn't make you happy. Nothing makes you happy. And here you are. Huh. I don't know if I like this, Gemini. Five of Cups. There is sadness. Yeah, then you got Four of Cups. I guess less sadness. There's a little bit of rejection, reconsidering something, really contemplating an offer that's being, someone from your past is coming back, you guys, or you're returning to someone from your past. It's almost as if you're like, the second you return to it, you're like, I immediately regret this decision. It's kind of that energy I'm getting. You and this person already don't mesh, don't do well together, but you're going to return anyway, or you're going to reconsider anyway. And immediately it's going to be like, this was a stupid idea. Why did we, you know what I mean? Like how couples, they break up, then they get back together and they say, you know what, let's just pull the trigger on this. And they move in together, like within a month of getting back together. Within a month of being together, excuse me, after a month of being together, moved in, they're like, fuck, how much longer on this lease? I want to break up. So getting that energy. Four of Pentacles. Yeah. Count your coins, you guys. Gemini, be careful with your money. Don't overspend for sure in the fall. I think the most important advice I'm going to give you guys for the fall season is to let go of trying to out-strategize or out-manipulate or manipulate or strategize or overthink something in some sort of preemptive energy. You can't do that. So some of you guys are doing that, this preemptive energy with the Seven of Swords, and that is actually going to be your downfall in a romantic situation or a professional situation. It's going to be your downfall because you're overthinking it and you're trying to do something that's actually not in your nature to do, that you shouldn't do. So it's asking you to return back to something that made you happy in the past. Okay, Gemini, that's it for you guys for the fall. Make sure you come back and listen to my overall general podcast episode coming up. But this is just for fall energies for you guys. Good luck. Good luck out there, Gemini.